Tired of having teachers snatch your precious iPod and mobile phone? Then welcome to iHistory, where the stories of yesterday and the technology of today come together. What images do we have of bushrangers? Probably the first one that comes into your head is that of a bloke with a metal bucket on his head. In other words, Ned Kelly. But there were hundreds of bushrangers in the colonies of New South Wales and Victoria. The first bushrangers were convicts who had escaped and raided settlements in order to survive. But they couldn't survive long. Why? Mainly because there were few settlements beyond Port Jackson, and they didn't know how to exist in the unfamiliar Australian bush. They either died in the bush or were forced back by hunger. Bushrangers only became widespread in Australia as Australia became less of a convict colony and more of a place to make your fortune. As settlers began to farm the land and diggers began to search the hills for that elusive pot of gold, they spread far inland beyond Sydney Cove. This meant for bushrangers that there was actually someone to rob and that these settlements were out of reach of the police. The story of our most famous bushranger, Ned Kelly, is hard to tell because no one really knows the truth about it. Depending on who you talk to, he was the quintessential Aussie battler and hero, rebelling against the cruel authority of the corrupt English police who harassed him and his family for no good reason, other than the Kellys were Irish. Others say that he was a thug, who from his youth was stealing and breaking the law, and that he deserved his execution by hanging. Ned Kelly does demonstrate one type of bushranger. Those who got into it because they needed to. They were poor and desperate, and the coaches travelling slowly from goldfields to the cities were too tempting to leave untouched. Interestingly, there were Aboriginal bushrangers. I'm not talking here of Aborigines like Pemulwuy who resisted the British settlement, although they were fairly numerous. I'm speaking here of Aborigines who were somewhat assimilated into white society, and who acted as European bushrangers did. Mosquito was one. He murdered his wife in 1823 and was transported to Tasmania from New South Wales. After raiding white settlers for 2 years, he was finally captured and hanged in Hobart. There was also a famous bushranger who used to hide out not far from Bendigo. His real name was Frank McCallum, and he was sent to Van Diemen's Land at the ripe old age of 13, where he immediately got himself into trouble. Actually, it's difficult to work out how he had time for bushranging. He was in jail so much. He was hauled up before the magistrate 25 times in 9 years, and was punished with everything from lashes to hard labour. He escaped to Victoria, but was soon in jail again, where he organised a mutiny, was involved in murdering an English convict official, and attacked a prison governor. It's no surprise that he was found dead in his cell, choked to death with a handkerchief. Suicide? No one's sure, but he sure had plenty of enemies. His name? Captain Melville. One of his hideouts was Melville's Caves. Often, Australians compare bushrangers to characters like the English Robin Hood, who famously robbed the rich to help the poor. However, they weren't really the same. Robin Hood was originally a rich landowner who was dispossessed, whereas most bushrangers were from poor backgrounds. And although some bushrangers paid their support as well, they almost always robbed the rich to help themselves. Another category of bushrangers were the wild colonial boys. These were men that had been born in Australia and saw the bushranging life as a glamorous one, filled with adventure and daring. Bushrangers were immortalised in songs like The Wild Colonial Boy, Kate Kelly, The Death of Ben Hall, and more recently for the Heath Ledger film, Shelter for My Soul by Bernard Fanning. These songs were not just celebrations of the bushranger, but a way of spreading news about them in a time when the internet, radio and TV did not exist, let alone telephones, and newspapers were rare. Why do we find bushrangers, and Ned Kelly especially, so attractive? It is like they are the closest thing we Australians have to heroes. It's interesting that Ned Kelly was a criminal who died a violent death at a young age. How's that for a role model? It probably appeals to the picture that Australians like to have about ourselves, that we stick it up the authorities and don't let people tell us what to do. Modern bushrangers don't really exist, not in the same way. We don't have people holding up cars along the freeway and robbing them, It's too dangerous. No, the modern equivalent of a bushranger is more like someone in the criminal underworld. That is, violent, grubby, but slightly glamorous men who die gruesome deaths. You've been listening to an iHistory podcast. For more information, go to ihistory.wordpress.com.